We are back, and I know, Jimmy.
You can never wait till I sit down.
Well, Jimmy, it's all about the realism.
It's
right?
called bad editing.
No, it's called me just always ready to just jump right out of the gate with the enthusiasm and excitement of the Fair Food Frenzy.
No, just because you're hungry.
Well, that is true, but that's always the case. It's a wonder I'm able to stave off being hangry as much as I do. But we're back here to talk to you about the State Fair Food Frenzy bracket. My bracket got destroyed, but I did successfully pick one of the upsets. But to just quickly recap, if you haven't been following along, the Iowa State Fair put out a Sweet 16 bracket here a couple of weeks ago at the start of the NCAA basketball tournament. The bracket was based on sales, food sales last year at the State Fair. They put together this bracket and invited people to log in and make their vote to decide.
Win something cool.
Yeah, decide who's going to be the Food Fair Frenzy winner. So last week we were down to the Elite Eight.
Now we're down to the Final Four. Yeah.
So let's break it down and look ahead to who we think is going to be the matchup, the final two for Food Fair Frenzy.
So last week when it was in round two and being in round three now, it was the Corn Dog against the Pickle Dog, which the Corn Dog advanced. And then it was the Finisher against the Hot Beef Sundae, which the Hot Beef Sundae advanced. So now it's the Corn Dog to the Hot Beef Sundae, which Mark, a little concerned about that upset there with the Finisher.
Well, yeah, so I was looking at, of course, if you remember, right, I picked the Pickle Dog over the Corn Dog, which I knew was a little bit risky, right? The Corn Dog, the number one seed in the bracket, obviously synonymous with the State Fair, the Corn Dog. But I don't know, I felt like mixing it up a little bit, and I took a chance that maybe the voters would lean towards the Pickle Dog. Clearly I was wrong. I used a little bit of, the reverse thought in deciding the Finisher and the Hot Beef Sundae, thinking, the Hot Beef Sundae, definitely a traditional favorite, mm-hmm. Or it has more tradition than the Finisher. I correctly suggested the Beef Sundae over the Finisher. But in this matchup between, the tradition of the Corn Dog and the Hot Beef Sundae, I just feel like the Corn Dog just seems like it's going to be not denied at this point. The Corn Dog is going to advance to the final over the Hot Beef Sundae.
That possibly could be happening, Matt. So what do you think?
I can't deny that line of logic. However, I'm going to be hoping beyond hope that the Hot Beef Sundae goes all the way. I mean, that's really kind of my pick overall.
Yeah, you finally got to taste it last year. That was the first time.
It was very good.
Yeah, it is.
I appreciated it, that Hot Beef Sundae, even if it wasn't a Sundae. I think I...
Or on Sunday.
That's right.
Hot Beef Sundae on a Tuesday.
So I'm going to go with the Hot Beef Sundae for the upset.
But it was a day that ended in Y, so you were okay. It was some sort of day. Just like Mark, I went with the Pickle Dog and the Finisher. They did not go with the under Pickle Dog and moving on. But I'm kind of like with Matt a little bit. I know Mark's staying with the staple with the Corn Dog, and he might be 100% correct. It might go all the way. But I will sit with the Hot Beef Sundae. That's the one I'm going to go with. So we'll that's two against one there, Mark. So.
Well, that's not uncommon around here, right, in this office. I'm usually outvoted on most things, but that's probably for the best.
Now, the other side of the final four, you had last week, it was the Barksdale State Fair Cookies against the Funnel Cake, which the Cookies advanced. And then it was the Pork Chop on a Stick against the Cajun Chicken on a Stick, which the Pork Chop on a Stick advanced to where it's the State Fair Cookies against the Pork Chop on a Stick.
Is that a fair fight?
It's going to be some sort of fight. Not that, I wouldn't maybe put some State Fair cookies on top of the Pork Chop on a Stick to get a little sweet and saltiness there. But
that sounds like a lot. What was the sandwich last year with the donuts?
The OMG chicken sandwich.
Chicken, yeah, that's right.
So how are you going to do this pick?
How am I going to break this one down? Well, again, with the Barksdale was the number two seed in the at the outset. Pork Chop on a Stick, was the number three. So we've really got, I think, a compelling matchup here. We've got you know, we've talked about this. Barksdale, was a topic of discussion at the fair last year. Mm-hmm. Some people feeling that maybe the recipe had been changed a little bit or something. I don't know that that's true or not. But, the pork chop on a stick, you can't deny it. It's, pork is one of the things we're known for around here in the great state of Iowa. Two completely different foods. I don't know. I'm going to lean towards the pork chop on a stick. I like the upset in this particular matchup. I've really kind of been surprised that the cookies have held on thus far, honestly. I picked the funnel cake in the last round. So I'm looking at pork chop on a stick going up against the corn dog in the final.
Well, I mean, the cookies are still a big hit. It's, you're in line waiting to get your bucket of cookies.
At least a half an hour sometimes.
Yeah, it's...
Personal experience, Matt?
Oh, yeah. At least there's some shade, you know.
Well, depending on which booth you go to, but right. Yeah, some of them there. All right, Matt, what are you taking?
I'm going to have to go with the pork chop on a stick as well. I mean, I appreciate a good cooking, but I also don't always like to get chocolate all over my hands and my mouth and have to clean it off my kid's mouth.
Do you go with the greasy pork instead?
I would go with the greasy pork. It just sits better in my stomach in general. And it's so
versatile. A nice romantic glow on your cheeks as you know.
It's on a stick, so there's some added versatility.
Well, of course, technically the stick is a bone, but you know,
you don't necessarily have to get your hands as dirty.
That's true. You do have something to hold, put the napkin on, so it's not.
There's a bait switch involved here. You're getting dirty, Matt. I don't care. I don't care any way you slice it or gnaw into it. You're going to have to wash your hands when you're done.
Well, it's the other white meat, so...
That's right.
I'm just going to...
Can't deny that.
I have to go with that.
We are purveyors of truth here at the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, so that's right in line.
You know what I mean? Pork, a very Iowa sort of meat as well, to go along with that. So I'm going to go with the pork chop on a stick.
And I think that's going to give us the trifecta, because I also will go with the pork chop on a stick, though I do like the State Fair cookies very much. I do like me some protein. I just, having a little meat that you can gnaw on off that bone just makes you feel like a rugged, like you're back with the kings.
So I think we've solidified the fact that the cookies will now probably win.
Probably.
The chance of us all three being right on the same day is...
So on the final four, we're taking the hot beef... Well, I took the hot beef sundae over the corn dog, where Matt and I did. Mark, I took the corn dog, so we'll see how that prevails. And then all three of us did the pork chop on the stick over the State Fair cookies. If you've not made your vote, get over there, make your vote for the final four in round three of the Iowa State Fair Food Frenzy that you can find on their website. And then we'll be back for the championship next week and find out how it all actually plays out after Easter.
That's
and see who the winner will be.
That's right. Go Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Chop, chop.